At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Yeah, great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot going on. Plenty of live action here. Tons of NBA games. We got one hockey game cooking right now. The Islanders are in D.C. against the Capitals, down 1-0 already. Tons of college hoops. A lot of big games, including Duke and Baylor at the Garden right now. Plus, we'll do later in the show, we've got a bowl game to pick for Thursday night, Syracuse and USF, Rams and Saints, Thursday night football in the NFL, and a lot more, that's for sure. Mike Carver along with the Encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi.
Hey, Carver changing that up. I might have to be the Encyclopedia of college basketball after Cal State Northridge and Providence stepped up in the barn last night. Just saying.
You did have a pretty big night in college hoops, Joe. Nobody's going to deny that. Between the Providence game and the Cal State Northridge, you did a nice job last night, Joe. What are you on here tonight? You know, UConn's down at the half to Seton Hall.
Oh, I'm on Joel Embiid, 30-plus, Anthony Edwards, 26.5, Miami.
Mitchell, you got saved. Mitchell didn't play. Mitchell sat.
Oh, thankfully.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159 here on a Wednesday night. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for it, too, Joe Lisi. So Mitchell sat, Joe. So you're in good shape there. So that voided all those tickets that you put in.
No, not all those tickets. I only had one ticket. It was Trey Young and Kobe White, 5 threes apiece. So I need Young and White to hit 5 threes each.
Kobe White to hit 5 threes, huh? Yeah, you must have got some price on that.
What'd you get for that? 195.
Really? He's been hot lately, though. He's been playing
the Lakers hard. North Carolina in the Jumpman Classic.
That's at 9 o'clock East. That's coming up in an hour.
Two dogs, Carver. Nova plus the 8.5, and Nate Oates and Bama to win the ball game, plus the 7.5, but I think they can win it outright.
Now, that game's in Phoenix, Joe, where the Suns play. They're not playing in Tucson.
Even better. Neutral court.
Hall of Fame series. And then Arizona State's playing the first game against somebody.
Hey, let me just say this, not to cut you off. But, I very rarely give out a crypto in terms of NBA. Very rarely. It was a late crypto play that I texted out to all the premium clients last night on the 900 VIP, you know. Mr. Outright line, Mr. Outright, O-U-T-R-I-T-E, Mr. Outright. That's what I was known back in the day. I'm just saying. The 900 number. I put it out to all the premium clients.
Wow.
Late ad, Lillard, 5-plus threes. Lillard, 35-plus. Crypto, stocking stuffer special.
You came through for them.
That's why I'm a wheel. What can I say?
Yeah, that is why you're a wheel. You're right about that. You're right about that. That's why you're a wheel. It's especially
saying, Carver. You know,
I don't disagree with you, Joe. It's
you know,
a good
everybody
point.
Uses the algos. Everybody uses, you know, the schematics. I go with gut and feel in the left and right.
Gut and feel.
That's in
gut and feel.
Gut and feel.
Gut and feel.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Here's what is going on, though, Joe. As of right now, in the NBA. Pacers up 71-60 at the half on the Hornets. Look out. Now, the funniest part is, Joe, they scored 71 points in that first half. And I have Hield and Halliburton for threes. And I was looking before, and it didn't seem like they had a lot. Hopefully that changed. Halliburton has one, and Hield is 0 for 3. Amazing, Joe. It really is.
This Buddy Hield, I'm telling you, he's dead money. Dead money. I'm telling you. I'm not even kidding you. Buddy Hield is dead money.
Meanwhile, they got all these guys on the bench. Naismith with 2 threes. Mathurin with 2 threes. Everybody on the bench is hitting the threes for the Pacers tonight. So there you go. The Cavs are up 62-56 on the Jazz at the half. No Donovan Mitchell, as we talked about before, in that game, facing his former team. The Sixers are up 5. Mm. On the T-Wolves right now. Embiid's got 18 right now, Joe.
Yeah, I need him
so
for 30. And
I need him for 25. I need him for 25.
You pig. You undercut me. Extend, Jimmy B. Up 9, extend.
Heat up 9 in Orlando. How about that?
Keep going. I told you they were frauds. I told you.
You told
old kids
me.
On the block always get it done. Anytime
a game left.
Reach.
Lot of game left. I'd be careful.
You be careful. Knicks. Harris's team.
Knicks are up 25-16 on the Nets.
I told you dead under in that game.
Yeah, it's dead under right now. Nuggets up 9 on the Raptors at the end of the first. We still have some other games. Houston and Atlanta are going to start in moments. Houston was like my, I know what you always like, this 5-diamond double star play of the night.
Carver,
I love the Rockets tonight.
Hang on. I got to cut you off.
Yeah, sure.
I just
second time.
Sorry. I just saw a score, and I don't even know if this is true.
It can't be as bad as Notre Dame down 20, losing by 20 to Citadel last night.
Halftime, UConn up 111-34 over Toronto Metro Bold. Is that true?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. They just flashed a score up. UConn up 80 at the half?
No, the game's over, Joe.
Well, they had half up there.
They played some Toronto team. They won 111-34. This is the women you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though. 111-34.
I mean, they played a rec team. I mean, what do you want to say? That's your boy Gino laying it out on him.
Well, there you go. He clubs it. You see, that's what you got to do. And
go for the two Gino, your boy.
Go for the two Gino. When you smell the blood in the water, jaws it. That's
Lakers
it.
Down to 3.5 here.
Oh, I love it. I'm on the Lakers money. I love it. I love it. All the Lakers, you know what? Club them. This is going to be old school. This is old school. Magic worthy. Watch out. They're going to be running the floor tonight. D'Angelo.
By the way, Celtics and Kings late night, Joe. No Tatum, no Horford for Boston. They're now getting three.
What do you want to do with that?
I'm on the Kings. I like the Kings.
You want to take the under?
No.
How are they going to score without Tatum and Horford?
They'll find ways to score. Kings are going to beat them, though. I don't care about the total. I'm on the Kings. That's simple, Joe.
All right. You know what?
What?
Nah, every now and then I get into this type of feeling down. It's always in bowl season when I'm seeing everything. Like, seriously, this is the time where I see all basketball, football. I'm seeing every. I could probably catch an arrow with a blindfold. I'm telling you.
Carver and Lisi, we're just getting going on a Wednesday night. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Plenty to do on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on a Wednesday night on the grid. Great to have you aboard. All right, Joe. So we kind of laid give you a little lay of the land there of everything that's going on tonight. There is hockey as well. Only one game right now. Actually, two. They're underway in Winnipeg between the Red Wings and the Jets. They're at the end of the first in Washington. Caps lead the Islanders 1-0 in that one. So you get the Isles plus 210 now down a goal. Not bad. They've been playing some pretty good. What did you mess up, Joe?
I didn't take St. John's. Remember we talked about it?
Yeah, I know.
They're crushing this team.
Yeah, 15. Well,
no, just made a bucket.
You missed out.
I missed out. This is what happens when you stick and move. You got too many. We're across a lot of platforms here. You know,
you're seeing the board so clearly. You're even missing games now. So
I know that's the problem, right?
Yeah. You want to take UConn? They were down at the half to Seton Hall.
I think they probably started the second half. Seton Hall in that. I can't bet it anyway.
This is nice for once. I could bet something and you can't.
It's not nice.
I think I might actually want to play it just for that aspect.
Really?
Yeah. The down three. Yeah, it's minus 3.5 for them, the down three. I'll wait it out, Joe. They'll probably come back and win.
Think so?
Yeah. So you're on North Carolina minus 3.5 in this Oklahoma game?
Yes.
All right, I like North Carolina also. It's a fat total, too, Joe. 155.5.
I think I want to take the under.
Yeah, you think it's a blue-collar game, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What about in the Sun Bowl Classic? Who'd you take in that?
I didn't touch it.
Didn't touch it.
I got to get straight, Carver. This Duke-Baylor game is nip and tuck.
Yeah, that's at the Garden.
Why does it look so different? They got a different floor in that game.
That's what they do. Sometimes they put the different floor down.
They got the light blonde floor. I don't like it. Oh, Lakers out early. 9-4. Extend. Run the court.
Show's gonna be all pumped up, especially after last night with Dame time. Dame time.
I'm feeling it, Carver. I'm feeling it.
AD and LeBron's got 7 of those 9 right out of the gate. LeBron always likes to play well in Chicago.
I know.
He does.
Look at this.
How about the Heat up 18 at the half?
Oh, extend, Jimmy, extend. I told you.
He says extend, Jimmy. Jimmy's not playing.
I know, it doesn't matter. He's part of that team.
Jimmy's out.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. All right, what can
extend,
we do? You
Jimmy.
Like win.
Extend.
Extend, Jimmy. I took the under in Oklahoma, and I put it with Bama.
You're just so greedy. You can't just play anything straight.
What do you mean? No, I'm not, because I like both. I played the Rasheed Ali straight. Look at how good that did me last night. There should be.
I'm not gonna lie, Joe. I'm still annoyed about that. I'm still annoyed. Like, how do you play the first half and not play the second half?
No, I don't know. It's just unbelievable.
How do you play the first half and not play the second half?
I don't know. Again, I don't know. He needed 8 yards to get me a 280 ticket. How do I know? It's Charles Huff. I mean, the guy can't run.
I saw you too. You got on the soapbox on Twitter asking for investigations. You tweeted at some guy who looks into this stuff. You were going full throttle on that thing last night.
Well, I want to know. You don't think it's a little for games for Frank Harris 2 hours before game time?
Well, now they've changed the narrative on Harris that he wanted to play, that he was hurt, and that he's.
They have to. He took all the goodie bags though from the bowl, right? In the Frisco Bowl.
The PlayStation, the cupcakes, all the
ring dings, right? He took everything, right? Had no problem taking the gift cards, right?
The coffee, right? Who sponsored that one? The coffee, right? The coffee joint sponsored that?
Was it the coffee, the toastery? Who knows? He had no problem taking that, right? You know, the mixer for the shakes, he had no problem with that. You know, probably a little creatine.
Scooter's coffee. You know, he got his Scooter's coffee gift card.
Yeah, the Keurig cups, he had no problem with that, right? No problem, you know, open arms with that, but I can't play. Looked like he was moving around pretty good on the sidelines, though. It's not even that. It's like when it comes out, like, that. Yeah, I know. They didn't know he wasn't playing.
That's what they claim.
Well, how do you know, like, all of a sudden? Now, I saw that a lot of the books, we got exposed to Marshall money. How do you know that, you know, hey, here's the dough. Where's Duffel Bag Boy when you need him? Remember that guy?
Duffel Bag Boy.
Remember the Duffel Bag Boy? He's right. The Duffel Bag. He put $6 million on what? $6 million aside.
Joe's still hot about this last night. I'd be hot too. The guy had 92 yards in the first half. You only needed a hundy.
I could see if he had a concussion, the guy tweaked an ankle. And not only that, it was a one-score game for your team. So all the kids that busted their ass to keep that game close, you quit on them. That's great.
What do you think they think of that guy on the sideline now?
They love him. See, but that's the culture today in regards to college sports. It's like, mm-hmm. It's no big deal. There's no team.
Business is business, Joe. Business is business. Business is business.
It's all about the brand.
But that's it. That's what these guys say. But it's business is business. Don't mess with another guy's money.
But guess what? Every Marshall game is meaningless then, right? Every because you're not going to the college football playoff, so every game is meaningless. Don't play one game and just go to the combine. These guys make me laugh. You play because you love playing the sport of football. You play sports because you love the sport. I know some guys think they're physically talented. They could care less whether they win or lose. Just give them the duffel bag. I get that.
Hot.
I am hot.
Got the gift card.
Got the gift card. Pick that up.
Plenty
you know
coffee.
What? I hope when he uses the gift card, it's one of those like four stores ones, and I hope it says code invalid.
Hope the kid doesn't get his gift card now. Voided out of the gift card.
Doesn't work.
In the second hour, Joe, we'll do picks for the Boca Raton, which is tomorrow night. USF and Syracuse. We actually had a small bit of movement in that line since we talked about it this afternoon. And I will save that for you in hour two. I don't know if it changes. It might change your position. Definitely doesn't change mine. So we'll see if it changes position a little bit. What was that total earlier? 56, right?
No, 67. What game?
No, that's the UCF game. I'm talking about Syracuse.
56, right, 56. Yeah. I like the under there.
Not anymore.
What do you mean not? What do you mean?
Numbers moved.
So what does that mean?
Maybe down like 55 and a half.
Sharps.
And USF up to getting 3.5. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. More to do. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Duke doesn't have it anymore.
Wow, calling him out on the carpet.
That's it.
Duke doesn't have it anymore, he says.
Come on. I mean, come here. Grant Hill and you know, who else you want to do out there? Yeah. I mean, back in the day. I mean, come on.
Who? You're like, I mean, come on. Who else, Joe? I mean, well, come
Banchero,
on.
Banchero. I mean, who else?
Banchero, who's great in the NBA right now. Yes.
He's great in the NBA, but, you know, bowed out early. Didn't he?
I'm getting in on UConn, Joe.
I got that game up. They're down six.
Yeah, I'm about to jump in.
This is right about the same time last year that I started back in UConn in like a four-game stint, and they got absolutely smashed in every game last year. Remember, they were like on the road against Marquette. They were like ranked like 10th or whatever, and they got smashed for like four games in a row. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they came and they won the title. It's incredible. Mm.
Oh, no.
What?
I just did that thing, Joe, where you know how sometimes you... Hold on, I don't know if I did or not.
Come on, you're old.
I thought I double bet something. I thought I bet it twice.
Right. Double bet it, it could be
double,
good luck.
Double bet it. I think I double bet the UConn money line here. Because you know what it is, they do it. You know how sometimes on some of these apps,
but not everybody has it. Because not everybody listens to us.
If the odds change, I want to tell them. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. Live stuff. And it popped back up at me that it was a different number, and I've taken it anyway. And then it seemed like it wasn't in there, and then I looked at the account, and they took it out. So I think I'm okay. Either way, Joe, UConn down 8 with 11 minutes to go. Let's get a little charge out of them and get something done here.
I got nothing cooking here. I'm dead tonight. Look at this.
And the Islanders are on the board in D.C. a minute into the second period. Hunter Fasching with the goal. They were plus 220 at the end of the first, Joe.
All right.
Missed a good number with the Islanders.
Carver, you're going to hate me. Bulls are up 10. DeRozan has no points.
Why am I going to hate you? I didn't play the game.
Why do I always bet DeRozan? Like, why do I think his numbers are so much juicy? Juicy. Like, why?
They're not. Because he's not that good anymore, Joe.
But why do they tack a number on him if he sucks?
Suck guys like you in. Sucked you in.
Not going to suck me in anymore.
Yeah, you keep saying that. And you just see that's one of your guys. DeRozan, Donovan Mitchell, Westbrook. You just keep going back to these guys.
Bell cows.
The problem is they're not bell cows. That's the problem, Joe.
Is he playing?
Is who playing? DeRozan?
DeRozan.
I hope he's not. That would be great. Hold on. Is he playing? Let's find out. He got to be playing. They're up 10. Yeah, he's in.
He's got no points?
6 minutes. He's taking one shot. He got no points. A couple assists. Plays assist here number, comes I'm Ed- sure.
Here comes Edwards, the bell cows.
The bell cows are showing up for you now. Heater up 22 in Orlando.
No, never in doubt. Jimmy B and the crew.
Jimmy B. And how about this, Joe? We were killing Buddy Hield before.
Yeah, all of a sudden now? Out of nowhere?
He hit four threes in the third quarter so far. That's great. Now if only Halliburton could hit a few.
Oh, there's DeRozan. Kid is on. He's got two. I got a shot here. Come on. See, this is what bothers me, Carver. See, I'm running hot. These guys do it in spurts. I don't like guys that do it in spurts. I want to come right out with the hammer. Just bam, 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 bam. Just like Lillard last night. Smash him, smash him. I don't like when they have to start working for it.
Get him in there, Joe. Put him in there.
God. What are we going to do here? What are we going to do?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Joe. What are we going to do?
I got to get in on something.
Joe's looking around the board.
I'm looking. I'm trying to see. I'm surveying. Where's Kobe White when you need him?
Three for Trae Young.
Come on,
Kobe. I'm a little surprised at that.
Why? I told you he was hot. Four for Trae Young. He's on fire. He's burning up. NBA 2K, like Nick Van Exel. He's beating up.
It's NBA Jam, Joe.
whatever. Nick Van Exel was my guy on the 2-on-2. NBA Jam. Never missed. Nick Van Exel.
That's NBA Jam.
They took a 3 off.
Game.
They double. They got the intern.
Ah, they fooled you. They did that with you. They fooled you.
They How about you. Joe with the Nick the Quick shout out right there? Let's go, Joe.
Nick the Quick.
Matias, back in the day, I was an NBA guy when they used to play defense, okay? Tim Hardaway, UTEP two step. What do you want to do?
I got a Nick Van Exel players nothing card in my bathroom sitting
what
right there,
do?
Boys.
Glenn Rice,
Denver
nothing
Nuggets.
But silk. Louis Orr, huh? Comagies, I know them all. Fennis Dembo, who do you want?
I love it, Joe. How about. How about Outlaw? How about Bo Outlaw right there?
Bo Outlaw. Not bad. Big Bad Bo. Big Bad Bo.
Hey, Joe, did you have on your bingo card at the beginning of the year, did you for the NFL season, did you have a Week 16 matchup between Joe Flacco and Case Keenum on the bingo card?
I did. I had that circled. I
you
knew
thought that,
that I,
was. You thought that that would, that could happen.
That could be the matchup. Why? Do we get extra credit for that?
I'm not sure.
Big Bad Bo Hostler. Big Bad Bo.
Bo Hostler.
Big Bad Bo.
A couple more weeks, Joe. The golf's back. Couple weeks.
What type of off season is that?
You got to remember the big players haven't really played much. They haven't played since the Ryder Cup, really. Aside from a tournament here or there, now we get back into the full schedule right after the new year in Hawaii.
Like
tournament
that.
Of champions.
I don't like that. That's not enough time to decompress from golf.
It's been too long, to be quite honest with you.
Nah, Carver, come on. Seeing a bunch of old guys swing a club. Come on.
Old guys.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
What are you talking about?
I know, like, you know, these young up-and-comers, you know what I mean? But come on. Come on. See, now...
Bucks now. Bucks now minus 1.5 against the Jags.
Ooh. Dad, I dare you to take...
I'm on the Bucks.
Yeah, they're going to get smashed, Carver. Smashed.
Well, I like that, because the last 3 weeks when you've said a team's going to get smashed... When you were heads up with me, it hasn't gone well for you.
This is the Bibbly Club special.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. So I told you I played these guys on the Islanders for power play points, Joe. The problem is that they keep giving the other team power plays and not getting some of their own. So That's not going very well for me right now. It's 1-1 in D.C. between the Caps and the Islanders. Pacers now lead the Hornets 95-77. That live total is at 254.5. I need, I think, one more or two more threes from Halliburton, Joe.
I don't know. I'm cold as ice right now, Corbin.
I guess UConn's going to lose to Seton Hall, huh? That's their way to start the Big East season.
Look at this.
So much for that.
Trey Young with three. Kobe White can't get out of his own way. Look at this.
I need one more three from Halliburton.
Lakers getting smashed. Come on. Like, really, with these guys? Not good. This is not good right now.
I don't know why you did that.
What, the Lakers?
You've been riding the Bulls all year when they were the worst team against the spread, and now they've actually started to play better, and you get off of them.
Could this Kobe White get off his ass and make four threes for me? I mean, could that be possible? I mean, really, I don't understand. It would be nice if Kobe White could step up and make a few threes for me. I got the one guy, you know what kills me is in the NBA, guys pass on wide open layups to hit the three. This guy must be just shooting to the hole. Shooting to the hole. No, plus 195 to hit five threes you think is doable. This guy's got one.
Yeah, plus 195 isn't exactly a gimme, Joe.
Look at this. Bulls up 17. Unbelievable, Carver.
I swear, absolutely cracking them right now. Look out.
You're happy about it. I can tell.
I know. It boggled my mind that you went against the Bulls. And you always go after the Lakers. You deserve what you got here.
See, again with the teaching moment. All of a sudden, now you're a life coach. Like, really?
It's unfortunate, seriously. But it's just, you know.
All right, wait. Just wait until you get a little bit of a bad spin.
Yeah, you know, listen, it's not about a bad spin. It's just you were with something and you got away from it. And you went
like,
the other way. And
anytime you cap it and you lose, the cap is always right on your end, right? The cap was right. I just caught a bad run. Me,
no,
I
got plenty
it.
Of bad
like,
ones.
I can't believe you did that.
I got plenty of bad
you
ones. Did.
You're wrong on the. I mean, you deserve what you get. I hope you want more. Okay, throw another lob.
They've been a bell cow for you. You're not a winning bell cow, but they've been a betting bell cow.
Now Duke has the lead. Incredible.
Duke's going to win that game.
Okay, Vital. Here
Duke was the side. Duke was the side.
Four threes for Trae Young.
Wow.
Four threes. Could this Kobe White give me two before half? Give me two, Kobe.
See, that's one game, Joe, I was completely dead wrong on.
The problem that I'm going to have with the Bulls is that they can't, I mean, they're up 15. They boat race the Lakers.
Why don't you go in for more?
See, yes.
Take the Lakers at 7.5. They're going to come back in this game. LeBron and AD are playing.
I like your attitude tonight. Completely.
But they're playing.
Call for.
Embiid with 33 here in the third quarter. Look out. Can this guy Brunson get going? He's got 6 at the half. Can we get Brunson going? And, of course, I don't play this DiVincenzo tonight, Joe. And tonight he's got 12 points and 2 threes.
Incredible.
Can Brunson step up?
It's possible. I mean, it's possible.
I guess anything's possible.
Anything's possible. Here's what's not possible. Okay?
Yeah.
I can't lose. I got to keep the mojo going. Come on, Lakers.
I don't know how the Capitals didn't just score there. They had a wide open net and he missed.
But this Kobe White is just like amazing. And where's DeRozan? 4 points for DeRozan. Come on, DeMar.
How much do you need from him?
Oh, I need. Here we go.
Wait
I got
a second,
stuff
wait
cooking.
A second. You bet the Lakers, but also put DeRozan points in?
Yeah, why not? I mean, nobody said they're going to win 80-3. I mean, come on. Joel Embiid, 36. Here comes Edwards with 23. Talk about blowing through their numbers.
Well, Edwards, you still got to get there.
Okay, here we go. He's got a quarter and a half left, Carver.
All right, delayed penalty for Washington here, Joe. Let's get the Islanders on the power play. Let's go.
It's all about you.
Let's go. I'm being like you. I want to get at the trough. I want to start eating.
Get the trough. I'm always a team guy.
Let's go here. Let's get it going. And here comes UConn, Joe.
What do you mean? They're down 9.
I know. Well, they were just down 7. I guess they're down 11. That's finished. What a gutless performance by Hurley and the crew. Couldn't come back. Caught him at a good number. Hawks up 20.
There you go.
See, I got no problem. I was dead wrong on that one.
But what good does that do? That doesn't do me any good.
Sure it does. You're on Trae Young. Let's go here, Joe. I want to get this power play goal here.
These Lakers are gutless. They're down 17. Like, are you going to get run out of the gym in Chi-Town? Like, really, where's the heart? Where's the heart with this team? They're going to get blown out by the Bulls? Like, really?
Yeah. Really?
Believable. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me.
You see these Christmas FanDuel specials for Week 16 in the NFL?
Not yet. No. Is it juicy?
They got a couple good ones here. Let him cook. James Cook to get one rushing and one receiving touchdown. 14-1.
It says let him cook?
Yes. They all have names to it. Mary Thickmas. Any offensive lineman to score a touchdown. 11-1.
I like that. Oh,
you love when the
here comes the Lakers.
Low.
Here comes AD. Here comes Russell. Come on, D'Angelo.
Merry Christmas, Kyler Murray to a combined for 300 passing and rushing yards.
You got a better shot of Sasquatch coming to your. Coming to your door than that. Here comes
Christmas
the
surprise. Any non-quarterback to throw a touchdown pass plus 360. Seen that a lot lately. A lot of trick plays in the league.
Yeah, a lot of trick plays. Right?
Yep. Been quite a few.
I'm upset now. I'm upset.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
I'm sorry. I need the Hornets to stay in this year so that Halliburton stays on the floor.
Like, really? This guy's got 1-3. Like, here come the Lakers. Here come the Lakers. Here they come.
Unbelievable. I told you to take the 7.5. We weren't going to completely lay down in this game. Bulls have blown a lot of big leads this year.
Yeah, I know. All of a sudden, now you're talking the other side. Make up your mind. Which side you want, the left or the right?
I'm not on any side. I'm just navigating through it all with you. You're on a side. Here comes the magic, only down to 17 now, making a little comeback. All right, Joe, so here's what we're going to do. In the second hour, we'll get into all the football.
Right.
We got to do the Saint and Ram SGP, talk about that game a little bit. Hopefully they've got all the props up. Isn't that what screwed us last week, too? They didn't have a lot of the props up in that game on a Thursday night. And we will also Capital score 2-1 now. They lead the Islanders. With about 7 minutes to go in the second period. We also have to do the Boca Raton Bowl pick. We got a couple of other surprises up your sleeve as well, Joe. They're in the second hour.
Okay.
Pacers up 21. That's not going to help me. I need Halliburton to stay out there. That is not going to help the situation, Joe, at all. Meanwhile, St. John's up 15. What was that number, Joe? Was it 7.5?
5.5.
5.5. Baylor and Duke tied at the Garden. 61 up with just under 7 minutes to go. Iowa now up 14 on UMBC. Northwestern out to an 18-7 lead on Arizona State. That is the first half of that doubleheader in Phoenix. The nightcap is that Arizona-Alabama game that Joe's in on. You got any late-night thunder like you had last night with Cal State Northridge? Any big dogs, Joe? Maybe Northern Arizona, the Lumberjacks in San Francisco getting 16.5?
Where could we look at those? Hang on. So who
heavy
do you like?
Lumber.
I'm going deep. Late?
No, I like UTEP.
I like Alabama.
I know, but that's not
right,
a big
so
dog.
You want like an off-the-radar, like...
Like last night, Cal State Northridge.
All right. Yeah, but like deep into wickets, like... how about this hand? I got one. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's take Howard plus the 8.5 over Santa Clara.
I was going to say maybe Bellarmine at Utah getting 20.5.
Where do you see that?
Tonight, 9 o'clock East, Bellarmine,
tonight,
Utah.
9 o'clock East. Where is that game?
It's right there.
I don't see it. Oh, there it is.
It's right before the UConn, the Creighton game.
I got it. So it's either the one I said, I don't like the Bellarmine.
Oh,
how about the UC Irvine? Those kids are tough.
The Anteaters?
Yeah.
Who do they got?
They got New Mexico.
Ooh, gutless team.
Come on, let's take UC Irvine.
You want to take the Anteaters, huh?
Yeah. Come on.
All right.
You want to take them on the money line?
Not particularly.
All right, so we'll take the 9.5. Who do you want to put it with? Put it with the golf?
Yeah, no golf yet. They don't have the numbers up. Some sites do, but they don't have the numbers up yet for the tournament champions.
Want to put it with a horse and aqueduct?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us here. Islanders are on the power play here, Joe. I got all my guys out on the ice if they could somehow get one in. It would be very helpful here in the final 30 seconds of this power play. Shoot it, Dobson.
Shoot it, kid. Shoot it.
Shoot it, kid. Let's go here. Shoot it here, kid. Get a good shot. Yeah, bang that in. Ah, they had a chance there, Joe. That'll be that for that power play. Not going to score on this one. Pacers up big. I did get that three from Halliburton, Joe, so that's in the barn for me. That live total is 259.5. Sixers are up 90-87. Embiid's having a huge night. Knicks are now up. Knicks extended, man, here to start this third quarter. They're now up 18.
Oh, man. It's a dead under.
On the Nets.
Too, right. Dead under.
They've outscored them 9-0 to start the second half. But this Brunson only with 6 points. He's done nothing. DiVincenzo going off because I'm not on him. That's pretty much how that's going, Joe.
Six for DeRozan. Oh, here come the Lakers.
Down four.
Down four. Run. Extend. Come on, Ham. Here comes DeRozan, too. We got everybody. Let's go.
Should have took the 7.5.
Kobe White with 1-3.
Kobe White, you're backing these guys.
Guy's an anchor. The human anchor,
I don't know why
Kobe
you back these guys. I don't understand it.
Carver, I try to talk them up. I try to give them a little, you know, a little juice.
Yeah,
meanwhile, Edwards stuck at 23. Is this guy shooting?
Can I get four threes from Luka tonight here against the Clippers?
Four threes. You need four threes. I need four threes from Kobe White. Can I get four? You rooting me in?
I'll reach you in if you root Luka in, yeah. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We got another hour to go here on the grid. We're back after this.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.